Welcome everybody, this is Jazzy from the Future Hour, and today is a very, very special episode because today we're going to start with talking about what is the Future Hour and why am I doing this, right? And why it is important to you. In one word, the Future Hour, this podcast is value. And it is meaningful value to you that when you're listening to podcasts, when you're watching this video on YouTube, you're not wasting your time, right? And in a longer way to say it is Future Hour is a free flow-based conversation with the visionaries and the leaders on the frontier of innovations such as blockchain, such as artificial intelligence, and such as biotechnology. And I see each episode and conversation as a gift that towards my younger self. Okay. And what is my definition of younger self? Because we were all young once. And personally, my story is that I moved from China to United States when I was 18 years old. And when I first moved there, I was barely speaking English, right? So I always have been this outlier, that a stranger in the strange land ever since I was 18. And I spent 5.5 years in America and 1/2 year in Australia, 2 years, the last 2 years in Spain. During the time that I was living in the States, when I was 21 years old, I had lunch with Warren Buffett, and there's a photo. I also met with Ray Dalio during a Forbes 30 Under 30 event as well. And here's the proof. He says, Jazzy made the fourth and evolution be with you, Ray Dalio. And you can even see some wine stains from the book Principle. And me and my company, we also co-hosted some of the biggest blockchain conferences. So me personally spoke at the same event that Gary Vaynerchuk and Steve Wozniak, which is the Apple co-founder, we all spoke at the same event. And the only reason I brought this up is that showing you that I have track record, that I have done something with my time and with my life. And I think about what are some value that I can contribute to you that you are not wasting your time listening to the podcast, right? So I've been spent more than 10,000 hours on searching for a meaning, searching for a path, searching for my destiny, if you will. And also 10,000 hours or so speaking in English, learning a total different language. And I think moving from the East to the West, that have definitely gained me different perspectives so that now I can approach an issue or a topic from totally two different perspectives, right? So if you are born in the Western world, you know, maybe when you are listening to the conversation, you can get a better understanding of someone from the East, where they are and how they're approaching things. And if you're someone from the East, you can gain insight and inspiration from watching this podcast in a way that someone from the East could move to West and establish his whole life and set his own plan and can make it happen, right? But overall is that not only the podcast about conversation, but also I am so confident that when you're listening to each episode of the podcast, the way I organize and structure the questions, you're listening to each episode maybe a few times, then more and more so the content and our perspective will also shift your perspective and your point of view. So this is something working with the power of the subconscious mind here. But the podcast called The Future Hour, right? The podcast won't give you a definite answer what this future is for you, but we can indeed paint a brighter picture of the future that might look like for you. And the purpose here is to get you excited, get you feel inspired about the future, and for you to find your own path, because myself and the guests don't want you to be like us. The best way and the best gift that you have to the world is to be who you really meant to be and bring your gift to the table, bring your gift to your community, to your city, to your neighborhood, and to your country, and maybe to the world. And that's extremely important because the future includes everybody, and the future hour is now. Okay, wait a minute. So since this episode is talking about where I'm coming from and what the future hour is about, and so I must spend a little bit more time to just briefly mention about one of the profound book that changed my life. It's called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And just briefly sharing this quote really quick from chapter 1, Thought and Character. As the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Not only embraces the whole of human's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstances of his or her life. A person is literally what he or she thinks, and their character being the complete sum of all their thoughts. Right, because a person is made or unmade by himself or herself. And James Allen put this in such a beautiful way. He said, in the armory of thoughts, he or she forges the weapons by which he or she destroys himself or herself. He also fashions the tools with which he or she builds for himself, herself, heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. Because it is indeed that he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened, right? It takes patience, it takes practice, it takes extremely amount of focus and dedication that, for example, gold and diamonds or crypto are obtained. This might sound a little bit far out and slightly disconnected, but I guarantee you that myself and nearly all of the guests have been on the podcast, they have read or think about or meditate or daily practice something along this line of thoughts or practice, or maybe they read books like this every single day, right? And I can guarantee you that it is extremely, extremely important to discover more of yourself and stay truly connected with your being, right? Not think about or to go after some lofty idea that the society or your communities think about something is cool. Maybe deep down in your heart, you know this all along, that wasn't meant for you, that path. But maybe that of the two paths, you took the one that is less people have taken that path, and that have made all the difference for you. Because a person's mind could use a metaphor like a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild. But whether cultivated or neglected, it must and will bring forth. Right? So whatever the seeds or the thoughts you put into your mind, and the garden will bring that back to you and produce that in your reality in return. Right? And that's why, back to the point, the future hour is value, is the free flow based conversation that I personally have with the visionaries, with the leaders, that I ask them questions to pick their brain, to break it down how they get to where they are. And you don't have to be like them at all. And maybe by you listening to that, you'll get inspired to look into one technology or one industry they have mentioned. Maybe you start picking up one habit that they have been using to gain results. And if you do so, this podcast or myself will save you, whether it's 10 minutes, a week, a month, maybe a year, maybe 10 years of your time. And that, for me, will make all the difference. Again, this is Jazzy from The Future Hour. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and please share this with one of your dear friends, that's someone you genuinely, genuinely care about. That will truly make me extremely happy and make my day. So with that said, see you next week.